It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live in our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. And they're doing great work on it, actually, really improving the place. It's fantastic. It is well worth a visit. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message yesterday evening from a guy called Carl, and his story, his message is referring to a prison sentence that was handed down to a guy called Evan Moore from Grangemore Road in Donaghmede in Dublin. He was jailed for 3 years. Well, actually jailed for 4 years with 1 year suspended for his involvement in setting fire to the Lewis in Dublin city centre on the night of the Dublin riots in November 2023, nearly 2 years ago. Anyway, Carl sent us this message last night, and he says, "I'm sure you lot will be using Evan's story to boost your listeners and running him into the ground, but I'm telling you this. The courts are corrupt, giving him 3 years for that when pedos and rapists get less. I'm from Donaghmede, and I know Evan to see, and he is a sound lad who got caught up in the moment, and he was only 18 at the time, and like the rest of us, he was very angry over the stabbing. He was studying to be an electrician and from a good family, and now he's locked up so they can make an example of him. Why not talk about that? Why wasn't the sentence suspended? The courts are corrupt and all of us know it except yous two." And that is from a guy called Carl. So Carl is, he says he knows him to see. So he's an acquaintance of Evan.
No, I agree with some things.
What do you agree with?
The message. I agree with the fact that sex offenders and people caught with child porn and all that do get ridiculous sentences and for sex attacks. But I will say to you, Carl, that two things can be wrong at the same time. So, yes, the courts are too lenient to sex offenders, but this topic today is not about sex offenders. This is about a young man, yeah, who went out on the night of the riots, mm-hmm. yeah, and decided for whatever stupid fucking reason to set a Lewis on fire. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then doesn't want to reap the consequences of it. Yeah? Like, what is... I think 3 years, by the way, I think it should have been triple that.
Should have been nearly 10 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Five million worth of damage.
Yeah.
5 million worth of damage. Kids could have been on that Lewis at the time.
There was nobody on it.
No, they could have been. I didn't say there were.
No, but there was nobody on it.
They could have been. They could have been. My point is... And people get very upset when you talk about any of the rioters because they were only sticking up for Dublin because of the child, what happened to the child that morning. That's not why they went out to riot that night. Let's be very, very clear about that. Then other people were saying on our Facebook page, brain dead morons, how come you don't hear anything about the fella that did the stabbing and all that? That person has been charged, okay? Mm-hmm. Can we just address that because people don't seem to know. That person has been charged and there is a court case pending. For a very complicated case like that, it takes a lot of time to prepare a court case by the DPP. Would you agree, Adrian?
100%. Yeah.
So they are two separate issues. We have to be able to talk about the riots and the scumbags that were involved in the riots without talking about the Parnell Square attack.
Okay, so and just to make it perfectly clear, the guy's name is Riyad Bouchaker, of no fixed abode,
yeah.
And he's been charged with the attempted murder of two girls and one boy. Okay,
so that is a serious charge. We can't talk about it.
An extremely serious charge. That gentleman is in custody, has been in custody since he was charged, pending his trial. A court was told back in February that a psychiatrist has assessed the accused but deemed it necessary to have further assessment by a neuropsychologist. So This is a very complicated case, but the point is
that's happening. That, that's happening. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all happening. This guy is not walking the streets. He remains in custody pending a trial.
Now, Michaela, and we're hoping to talk to you, Michaela, because Michaela, did you see Michaela's comment? She's saying it was only damage to a Lewis. What about the psychological damage to the people who witnessed that stabbing? Again, Michaela, two separate things. Two separate things. Every single person on this island was horrified, disgusted, terrified at the stabbing incident that took place in Parnell Street.
Absolutely.
Every single... You'd want to be fucking nuts.
Made of stone not to be.
I have kids. I have three kids. I don't want that happening when they go outside the school. I don't want that happening. Nobody wants children to be stabbed, for God's sake, okay? However, that doesn't make what happened that night in Dublin right. Okay, I was horrified when I heard that a child had been...
Three children had been stabbed,
yeah. I was horrified, I was angry. Did I go and make a Molotov cocktail and throw it into... I'm not saying that's how he did it, but did I decide to go into town with a Molotov cocktail and set a few Garda cars on fire or Lewis's on fire? No, because it's fucking brain dead to do something like that. It absolutely has nothing to do with the stabbing that took place. It was scumbag behaviour. That fella is a scumbag. Mm-hmm. We all agree?
Yep.
And I mean, Jesus, the photograph... You talk about stereotypical. The photograph from outside the car, what's he wearing? A Canada Goose jacket. You literally couldn't make it up. 3 years is a walk in the park. He that night when he went into town, yeah, he put his big boy pants on, yeah? Big boy, I'm the hard man. I'll go into town. Now he's paying the price. I have no sympathy. So we have to be able to talk about one without talking about the other, because I believe the majority of people that went into Dublin City that night, like, what was the connection? Remember we saw a video with a fella walking out of Foot Locker with six pairs of Nike runners. What is the connection between that and those poor children that were attacked?
Okay, the mob in town that night had been whipped up into a frenzy, basically, as a result
That's bollocks.
I'm not. By the way, I'm not in any way justifying anything that happened that night. Okay, it was horrendous. I was actually away on holidays when it happened, and it was on international television. It got international television coverage on CNN and Sky and the BBC and everything. But anyway, I'm not justifying in any way what happened on that night. But what I'm arguing is that people were whipped up into a frenzy and they reacted in the way in which they did.
No, scumbags will behave like scumbags.
This lady believes that... Carl, who sent us the message, believes that Evan is a decent skin.
No. Decent skins do not set public transport on fire. That is not a decent skin, okay? That is not a decent skin. Everybody, and I'm delighted to see so many people coming before the courts, because I thought this wasn't going to happen. I really thought all those scumbags that were in town that were going to get away with it, and they're not. And it's actually beautiful to see. It really is.
Well, he has apologised. Anyway, the bottom line is Carl doesn't believe that he deserves to be in prison. And that's what we want to talk to you about. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads and gang? People really need to understand the definition of mobbing of bandits. Okay, let me give you an analogy. I go to a bar, I get into a fight with someone, I punch them, they die. That's an A to B moment. This chap went through fucking 5-6 different stages where he couldn't stop himself. I said, hold on, this isn't right, I'm going to go home. He set fire to a Lewis. He probably attacked the guard. He probably instigated people to join in or to continue the riot. The fact that this scumbag is only looking at 3 years is embarrassing. And for the fucking people want to say, what about the sexual offenders, blah, blah, blah. That's a topic for another day. You keep that same energy and go to your doll, go to your local fucking politician or whatever, and argue that for stiffer sentences on people who commit sexual assault. But for now, this chap, he's like, he's not even fucked. He's going to get out and look like, be looked at as a hero. You'll probably have people going, oh, give you an apprenticeship, son, you know what I mean? You were hard done by, fucked a lot of them, you know, you're right. All these far-right grifters, no, he'll be on posters everywhere. And then what happened? He'll be back in fucking prison before he's 30, because that's what these scumbags are. nothing but a waste of space in the community.
Jenny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Hi, I'm Grant.
Well, Jenny, what did you want to say on this? Carl, who contacted us, knows this guy, Evan Moore, who's gotten 3 years behind bars for setting fire to the Lewis the night of the riots. He believes it was too severe a sentence.
No, it wasn't too severe a sentence, in my opinion. I think he's very, very lucky that he wasn't done for murder, that somebody else could have been really, really hurt. Look, you could call it a moment of madness. It's not a moment of madness when you get in the bus and go into town from Donaghmede. You didn't live in town. My kids were in town that night, and we got one home straight away, and the other one, who was autistic, was coming from a Belong To Together group. We were absolutely terrified that he was going to get battered because it stands out like a sore thumb, you know? But still, at the end of the day, yeah, I agree with him getting the sentence, but it doesn't mean his life is over.
Well, it's going to impact his life very significantly.
Well,
he won't be able to travel to America. He won't be able to travel to Australia. It could.
Isn't he lucky he's getting out at all? God, isn't he lucky he was only 18? My kids are the same age.
It could hinder his career prospects as well. He was an apprentice electrician. I mean, who's going to employ?
I'm sure there will be. Come here. We all know Bogey. My own son is training to be electrician. We all know bogey electricians that will take on someone and give them a chance. But no, it's not. I just think he's extremely lucky. Like, I even said it to my kid that was in there that night, and the fear and the terrifying, because it wasn't only people, everyone was terrified of what was going on that night. Everyone trying to get their kids home and everything. And it was mob mentality. At the end of the day, it was, let's go in and have a scrap and have a fight. And at 18...
Stirred up by McGregor as well. He didn't help the matters.
Oh, of course he didn't. Oh, come here. Yeah, well, come here. He still would have that same mentality. He'd still say the same thing if something happened today.
Yeah.
Because he's not. He's a child himself. Jesus Christ. His fucking frontal lobe context never matured, I don't think. Because he just carries on like a kid, showing off. But the young fellas, it depends on his parents. They say he came from a good family. They can get him through this. He made a mistake. He is extremely lucky that nobody was seriously injured. I didn't blow himself up, the gobshite, trying to do it, thinking he was a hard man. He'll probably only be in prison for less than a year. He can continue on with his apprenticeship. He can change this. He can either go down there's two roads he can go down, and it'll be up to his family and who supports him. Is he going to be a scumbag for the rest of his life, or is he going to get over this? And it could be the turnaround of him.
And what do you say to people who sent, say for example, this message that we got a couple of minutes ago from Michaela, and basically she's saying, yes, the riots were 100% wrong, but they wouldn't have happened if the stabbing of those kids hadn't happened that day. In other words, sort of justifying the riots, if you like.
There was nobody out there justifying the riots and stealing runners and setting Lewis's on fire. They were out there because they were young and there was a reason, and human beings are like that. That's why there's wars all over the place. It was an excuse to go out and run amok.
Okay, stay there for a second.
And as a parent, sorry, I just wanted to say, as a parent, he was only 18.
Yeah, he was 18.
My kids were in similar ages. There was no way my kids were travelling. I'm the suburbs. We were trying to get one out of town, and the other one was not allowed to go near town. So how come his parents let him get on a bus and go into, from Donaghmede? It's not easy to get into town from Donaghmede.
Okay, well, they're not here to answer that. I don't know the answer.
No, and hopefully they'll help him through it. His life isn't over.
Okay, I do know that his mother sent him messages during the evening saying, scumbags wrecking their own town, and then she realised that he was there.
He was out there. Oh, God love her.
Yeah, she pleaded with him to get out before it is too late and something happens.
Well, if that mother is listening, I can understand kids. Come here, 18, you're only a baby, and especially with men, they don't think properly, boys. They don't mature till they're 25. My heart goes out to that mother, and if she's listening, I'd say his life is not over, especially if he has a good family background to help him through this, to help him understand. Sure, he could help other kids in 2 or 3 years' time. It could be the making.
Okay, so anybody trying to justify what happened in Dublin, or not even justify it, saying it happened for a reason, and the reason was the stabbing of those three kids that day.
Yeah, like, I mean, well, yeah, no, there's no justification in doing anything like that at all. It was an excuse to go mental.
Okay.
And as well, if you notice, none of the families of those children have come forward or come public. Nobody knows who they are. And I would imagine my take on that would be the reason they don't want to come forward is they don't want to be used as poster boys for the rioters and for the far right as well. Will use
yeah, these so, fucking idiots putting flags up everywhere. I'll put flags up on Paddy's Day, and if the Irish team ever get anywhere near getting into another World Cup or a parade or something. And do you know what? That's why you're saying that his parents probably weren't that way inclined. And because there are a lot of people, and you'd say, oh, look, how could you blame him? Because there's kids in my area now attacking people just for being Asian. Do you know what I mean? And that's because of their parents.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Jenny. Let me go to Jade. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jade?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jade. Tell me about your fella.
He went into town after he heard what happened with all them, the kids getting stabbed that day. So obviously he left the house and was like, I'm going in to see what's going on. And when he was in there, he got caught up in the madness. Now, obviously he didn't go born in buses or born in Lewis's or anything, but he did, as an opportunist, in my belief, that he went into one of the shops. He took one of the other shops. He was in town for 7 minutes and he was sentenced to 3 years in jail. He was actually given a headline of 6 years, his first ever offence, no previous convictions, and he was given a 3-year sentence as well. Like, and I think that's scandalous, to be honest with you.
So he was done for looting, basically, for robbing stuff from his shop. Now, Jeremy only 10 minutes or 5 minutes ago said, what in God's name has robbing runners from a shop got to do with what happened to those poor kids that day?
Nothing. Well, nothing.
I think obviously with everything going on all the shops were getting broken into, all the shops were already open when he was in there. And when he went in, he was like, oh, you know what, I'll just take part in it. Like, he obviously never phoned a bus and never got in contact with the guard or whatever, all that. But he did go into the shop, take the runners, and he left town. We watched the CCTV in court. He walked up Abbey Street onto O'Connell Street, walked into the shop, took the stuff and left. And like, obviously had nothing else got to do with it, and he was sentenced to 3 years. I just think, obviously, look, he went and handed himself into the police station. He went and was like, that was me. He obviously pleaded guilty early to that. And because obviously we have kids at home ourselves, like we have 4 kids and a baby on the way, and they gave him 3 years. They took none of that. Like, the judge that sentenced him took none of that into consideration. They didn't care about.
But did you not turn around to him, Jade, and say you were a fucking Aegis, that you're after getting locked up?
Of course I did, 100%.
Like, you can buy
100%.
You can buy a pair of runners in Sports Direct on sale for 50 quid.
And he was walking at the time, so obviously now he has no job. But he was walking at the time, he was paying the taxes. He was a walking man, like, so he didn't come back from a background of like having nothing or whatever. But when he went into town, it was like a moment of madness, what everyone was saying, and everyone just like running into shops, running into everywhere, and he took them runners and left. And now, like, he's paying the consequence.
How many pairs of runners did he take, by the way?
Three.
Well, sorry, were they even in his size? Because the one thing I noticed from that night, they weren't even looking at the sizes on the, like, were they even, if you say there was a size, I'll say at least there was some logic there. But were they even the right size for him?
Well, come here, you're not going to be standing here looking at size. You're just going in and taking them and leaving, wasn't it? Like, it was really one of them.
Okay, so just like this guy, Carl, talking about Evan Moore, he said it was a moment of madness. It's unfair to have his life totally destroyed for something material like setting fire to the Lewis.
And that's why I seen that yesterday, that fella was saying, you know. But I'm just saying, like, about my plan, I think his sentence was, like, disgraceful. His sentence wasn't even put onto the news, never made it to the newspapers, never made it to the internet, because it was that scandalous. It was ridiculous for 3 years. The headline of 6 years that he was given, the same judge that is letting sex offenders walk free every day of the week, and all these paedophiles, that's the only thing that is, like, sickening in this country. The justice system is a joke, if you ask me. And, like, he had a job for himself. I know he went to town, and I'm not going to agree that what he done was right, but I do think that the sentence he was given was ridiculous.
Jay,
3 years.
Jay, that day when he said to you that he was going to town, did you not say to him, you're not bloody 15 years of age, would you cop on to yourself, you're a father? I assume he was a father at the time, was he?
Yeah, well, we have 4 kids at the moment and one on the way, but so that's fine.
I know, had I turned around to my wife that day, we were at home watching on the telly, if I had said to her, by the way, hon, I'm hopping on my scooter and I'm going into town to get, she would have said, you are not going near the place. Did you not say to him, what are you thinking?
No, at the time I was like, don't go in. He's like, I just want to see what's going on. So I was like, all right, there was thousands of people in town. They just wanted to see what was going on. But the person here, I knew he wasn't going to go in and like host Gardaí.
Okay, so he got 3 years. He'll probably be out in, well, 2 if he's lucky, maybe even less.
27 months to be precise.
Okay, so you think that it was a very unfair sentence just for robbing a few pairs of runners?
Yes, yeah, scandalous, shocking.
Jenny, what do you make of that? Scandalous and shocking that her fella got 3 years for robbing a few pairs of runners.
Jesus, I don't know. I was trying to talk to me kids about not going in, never mind trying to have to say it to me husband. Why did he go in? Like, I mean, for what?
Well,
what do you mean,
see
what's
going
on?
On?
Like, but why?
Yeah, just to see what's going on. Just having eyes, like.
Yeah, I know, but like, I
and
mean,
then we're obviously having his own kid. He was going in.
What? We're here panicking, trying to get our kid out, and he's going in to have a nose.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like,
look,
that's
me, I do feel sorry for you. Look,
I wanted to see what was going
Jade,
on.
Come here, look, I'm not being bad, but running in, it's not. Are you saying he's never robbed before? That was the very first time he's ever robbed anything in his life.
Yeah, 34 times, never had a criminal conviction.
Never had a criminal conviction. I got 3 years. Well, come here.
Yeah, never.
I don't think he should have gotten a 3-year sentence.
Thank you very much. I agree. I don't think he should have got 3 years either.
He didn't set fire to a Lewis. He didn't hit somebody.
Okay, but Jade, let me ask you then. Do you think that Evan Moore's sentence was the right sentence? He got 3 years.
I don't want to sit here and debate about that fella because, like, I'm suffering already as it is with my parent that had passed in the rights. You know what I mean? I don't want to give my opinion on that. I just wanted, I seen what your Facebook post said was about the sex offenders having like lenient sentences compared to the people that was in the riot. I did see that fella that got 3 years yesterday, like, obviously is a little bit of a shock to the system, my fella. What they said about my fella was that what he took was €1,000 worth of runners, which it wasn't. They obviously went on, the DPP or whoever it was, went on to the website, got the dearest pair of runners and said, look, we'll deal for €1,000 worth of stuff that was taken out of the shop. Now, compared to €4 million or €5 million worth of damage is ridiculous, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, so an almost identical sentence in terms of duration, but you think that your fella didn't deserve as severe a sentence as the fella who set fire to the house?
100% not. Definitely not. We walked into that courtroom that day. We didn't expect him to walk home with us, but that was ridiculous. We didn't expect him to get... He actually got a headline of 6 years.
So what do you think... Had you been the judge there that day, what do you think would have been a proper sentence for him for looting?
In my opinion, before that, like, even pay a charity... €1,000 to a charity and a slap on the wrist to say, look, he won't do that again.
No,
because it's not as if he went in and actually burned that now or hurt any police or whatever it was in there.
Oh, Jay, but I saw videos that night of staff, and in fact, one of my friend's daughters was working in Arnott's that night. Now, I don't know if that was the shop he stole from, but she was absolutely terrified when those shutters came down and all those absolute scumbags. And I'm sorry, your fella is a scumbag, whether you like it or not.
No, he's not, sorry.
Well, no, he is.
No, he's not a scumbag. What's wrong with you? There was no one in the shop when he went in. What's wrong with you?
No, but a scumbag. Someone who loots a shop and takes over as a scumbag. He's a scumbag. But anyway... he is. Well, he's not an upstanding member of society. But anyway, the staff are absolutely terrified, Jade, hiding behind counters as the scumbag.
Yeah, well, there's no staff in the shop that he went into.
So he checked around and see if there was staff in the...
No, we seen the CCTV. I told you, I watched the CCTV in the court. There was no staff in the shop that he entered.
But he didn't know that when he entered the shop.
No, it was already broken into when he got there. I told you that.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that you're saying that's all he did. He just went straight.
Yeah, 100%. That's all he did.
Walked into this shop, robbed the runners, and legged
and
it,
left, and
didn't have any hand, act, or part in any of the rioting that was going on.
Nothing. 7 minutes. We watched the CCTV from. He walked down by Easton's on Abbey Street, went on to O'Connell Street, went into the store, and left the store, and left. Walked straight back to the direction that he came in, and it was 7 minutes all together from the time he got into town and left. 7 minutes, and he got 3 years. He got a 6-year headline. He got a year off for being a good father, a year off for good woke history, and a year off for an early guilty plea. And that's what they said. So they sent him to 3 years.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jade. Sorry, what?
You know, the very sad thing about that is, and it is sad, Jade, is that you're now left. You're left raising children on your own because of your partner's bad decisions. Like, you're angry...
Yeah, and the justice system in this country
you need to be angry with him, not the justice system.
No, we're like, oh, come here, we knew that was something was going to happen, but we didn't think it was going to be 3 years. Come on, let's be real about it. Neither would you. If you were a judge that day, you tell me what you would have given him.
I probably would have given
right, fourth offence into a shop, three payrolls, no previous convictions, having a family at home, a working man that was paying his taxes, that was doing everything right, never in trouble with the police. You tell me what you would have given him as a judge.
I probably would have given him 3 years as well.
No, you wouldn't have. Well, you're only saying that now because I'm telling you.
Well, no, because when I saw the photographs all over the paper of all the people who were spotted in the city centre that day and they were asked to be picked out, I have to be honest with you, I knew justice would be done and I knew they'd make examples
of
people.
Yeah, we know justice would have been done. Like, what about, like, even, what about a 12-month sentence and, or a suspended sentence or, I don't know,
suspended,
community service or something?
Suspended sentences don't teach people right from wrong. So, I mean, my point is, Jade, you should be more angry with him than you were with the justice system.
No, but the justice system is a joke in this country. This is where I'm getting to. I'm saying to you, the people out there are doing 10 times worse than what he actually done for a 7-minute ordeal in town. The people out there preying on children, having child pornography on their phones, being rapists or sexual predators and getting away with this and walking free from the same judge that sentenced my partner. Why would they all not put up against one judge, every person, and get the same thing? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't even make sense. Right, it doesn't register.
Jade, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. If you want to comment on what you're hearing here, the conversation started with Carl's message, basically saying that the sentencing of Evan Moore, who got 3 years, he was sentenced 3 years yesterday for his role in the riots and setting fire to the Lewis on O'Connell Street. He got 3 years. Jade is very angry that her fella also got 3 years for robbing three pairs of runners out of a shop on the night of the riots. I'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you?
Good, Jessica. What did you want to say?
Anyone who went in that night, and whether it was burning Lewis's or robbing runners, whatever the hell they were doing, they're all scumbags. They all get what they deserve.
Well, now, Jade's fella only went into town to see what was going on.
You don't need to go into town. You could have just seen it on the news, on social media. It was everywhere. He chose to go in during riots and rob, what was it, three pairs of runners. Fuck off. He knew what he was doing. No, it's not like you went into town.
You can
go
into town if you want to free country, go back and do what you like.
Why would you go into riots unless you're a fucking scumbag?
There was no riots at the time. He walked in to see what happened with the kids and then it all started. He didn't take part in all that happened.
So why did he stay there? If he seen the riots were happening, why did he not get the hell out of Dodge?
Did you not hear what I said? He was in there for 7 minutes. 7 minutes. He didn't stay there.
I don't care if it was seven or 70. Yeah. He still decided to leave, didn't he?
Well, I'm telling you, it was 7 minutes. You're saying, why is he in there? Why was he staying there? Why was he taking part in the riots? He was in there for seven minutes. I know.
You're there condoning him. He's a little looter. He deserves each other.
I know. Thank you.
Because I tell you what, Jade, he didn't give a shit about your kids when he decided to loot some runners, did he? No, he didn't.
Oh, my kids are well looked after. Don't worry about my kids.
Yeah, well, he didn't give a shit about them when he started looting, did he?
Oh, no, he went in there to have a look because did you not hear about three kids that were stabbed in there?
Did
you not hear about the three kids that were stabbed in there? That's where all
I did,
happened.
And it was a tragedy.
So no one cared about them three kids because your mum was always going to stab all them kids.
Did I say
that?
Well,
it could have been your kids, it could have been my kids, it could have been anyone's kids in Dublin that day. Could have been any of your children, then it would have been a different story.
It was a
It shouldn't have happened, exactly, do you?
The lift doesn't go to the top floor, yeah, does it? It really doesn't.
Sorry?
I said the lift doesn't go to the top floor.
Oh, it does, yeah, 100%. Your man that's done that to the kids, he was charged yet waiting on a psychiatric report or whatever it is, that he's going to get away with mental health issues. That's what's going to happen with your man.
Let me ask you then, Jade, about the rioting. Okay, you're saying your fella didn't take part in the rioting. He went in, walked into a shop, robbed some runners and headed home.
What
I'm saying is he didn't go in and burn all the stuff that was in town. He didn't go in and...
He still decided to loot, didn't he?
...these bikes into the Lewis and hit the police, all that.
He still committed a crime.
Okay, but let me ask you, Jade, on your opinion of the rioting that happened that night. Was it justified? Were people right to be angry and wreck the gaff?
No, I don't think it was, but I'm just saying what my partner done. I actually don't care what anyone else done. I'm just saying what my partner got sent for, and this is why I'm on here, talking about the sense that other people's got, and even all the sex offenders, what this whole thing is about, this podcast right now, today. That's what I'm saying. The sense that my partner got was disgraceful. That's where I'm coming from. I think, personally. Why was he not put out onto the news? Why was like arrest him?
But you thought...
Why was he not put out onto the news? Or why was he not put onto Facebook or Dublin Live or whatever the case may be? because they knew that that sentence was ridiculous that they had given him.
And it was his sentencing, was his case not covered in any media outlet?
No.
And what court was it? Was it in the CCJ?
Oh, he was in the CCJ, yeah.
Okay, so it was the CCJ, but that's strange.
He was up against Judge Martin Nolan.
And
in the High Court, like in the CCJ, yeah.
And yeah, because I can't find any story. You're saying it didn't get any media coverage at all.
No, no publicity. And this is where it annoys me, because I said to myself, that's because that sentence was so long and ridiculous for someone that's done that. Why wasn't it put out there? Like, ridiculous.
Now, Jessica, do you think that this guy deserved 3 years for robbing a few pairs of runners?
I do. He committed a crime. He took advantage of a situation. Of course he deserves it. He knew what he was doing.
He took responsibility for that. He walked into the police station and handed himself in for that.
He still committed a crime.
He knew he was in the wrong. He walked into the police station, handed himself in, and was like, that was me, I done this, and took full responsibility after the moment of madness, what I said. So he wasn't running from the police. He wasn't running from anyone. He knew what he'd done was wrong. So he hands himself in. And he still gave him 3 years. This is where I'm coming from.
How old is he?
Sorry?
How old is he?
Doesn't make a difference what age he was. If he hadn't made it to media, would have known.
How old is he?
No, listen. If he hadn't made it to media, would have known how old he was.
Is he big and bold enough to know right from wrong?
Of course he is.
Then why did he do it in the first place?
Sure, obviously you're Mrs. Prim and Proper. You never done a thing wrong in your life, by the looks of
that. I didn't fucking loot and set things on fire. No, I didn't.
No, well, like, you were at home being a carton. You obviously don't know what went on that night, do you?
I did, because I was looking at it on social media and the news, but I didn't decide,
you're behind the social media, gang.
Hours.
Oh, that's where you are, I suppose, yeah. You're on social media giving a loud behind
You're justifying your lad stealing runners.
I'm not justifying that, and I'm just saying about the damage he received. You're not listening to me.
He deserves it. He didn't.
How could someone do 4 million worth of damage and someone tell you which ones get same sentence?
He's just as much of a scumbag as your man Evan, who set the Lewis on fire. They're no better than each other.
Tell me where the justice is in this country. So two people got the exact same sentence.
I will agree with you on is that the justice system is a joke. That's the only thing I'll agree with you on. Because if I had it my way, the people that go in front of that judge that you had, they wouldn't be leaving the courtroom. Because if I had it my way, I'd bring back the death sentence just for them. What cases does that judge usually get? Paedophiles and rapists. So what should be done with them?
And let them away with that
sentence. I'm agreeing with you.
This is where I'm coming from.
You're not. Would you open your two ears for 2 seconds? I'm not saying I'd give your lad, because to be honest, 3 years is just enough for him. But everyone else, everyone else that comes before that judge should get something harsher. I'm agreeing with you on that. But what I won't agree with you on is that your lad didn't deserve the time that he got. He deserves it because he's a fucking scumbag. And he did not take into consideration your children.
I am saying to you, you don't need to take my kids into consideration. They're well looked after out here by me.
I couldn't give a fuck about you or your kids, but he didn't care, did he?
Yeah, no, clearly not at the time, because it was a moment of madness.
It was not a moment of madness.
You're giving the laws about the paedophiles and whatever the case may be. So how can you rectify the situation by saying that judge is not a scumbag and the justice system is not a joke? Because it fucking is.
Okay, Jade, stay there for a second, because I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Just have a quick listen to this.
I call bullshit. I call absolute bullshit. 7 minutes to get into town, have a wander around, go into a shop that has been broken into, take out a couple of pairs of shoes that are worth €1,000, and back out in 7 minutes. Jade, you're a fucking ape. Do you know that? What's his name? Tell us his name.
Why should I give his name?
You did. I would have given him more. How dare he go into any shop for any amount of time and terrify anyone inside there? What did he do? So in 7 minutes he was able to get into town, go around the shop, see if there was anyone in there. You're full of shit and your partner's a scumbag.
Do you want to respond to that, Jade?
you know what, she's off the head hook, because she didn't listen to what I was saying. I said there was no one in the shop when he got in there. It didn't take him 7 minutes to get in there. While he entered town, he was in town for the total of 7 minutes, so obviously she's not listening. Does that not make sense to her?
And you know what, Jade, I've been listening to you debating with the callers for the last few minutes, and I have to say, I've changed my mind on the sentences after listening to it, because I actually do think now, when you think about it logically, 3 years, and it's very rare I change my opinion mid-topic, 3 years probably is a lot for a couple of pairs of runners.
And
the argument is, if I walked into a shop tomorrow and robbed three pairs of runners, I'm not going to
get that. You'd get a slap on the wrist, let's be real, on your fourth offence.
And I think a lot of it was to do with let's make examples.
An example out of these people, they're never going to do it again.
And that's why I'm so frustrated on your behalf, because your fella is literally going away, doing prison time over three pairs of runners that he could have bought for 150 quid or whatever it takes.
Yeah, we get that. Like, I get 100%, I agree that it was wrong, but that's why he knew it was wrong then, and he went and handed himself in. Now, he pleaded guilty to this. He walked into this station and was like, that is me.
And by pleading guilty, would he not have got a reduced sentence? Was that not a deal?
But this is what the judge said. The judge turned around and said, because it was an early sign and play, we'll take a year off. He put a headline of 6 years on him. 6 years.
And as a matter of interest, Jade, you were giving out about the fact that his case got no media coverage, and you believe the reason
it got media coverage, by the way. No,
but you believe the reason that it got such little media coverage was because of the severity of the sentence. Is that what you believe?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that, because if he, let's be real, like, even I'm sure the Minister of Justice would look at that and say, get him out of here, that's scandalous.
Okay,
even
so, then let me ask you, why aren't you naming him? Why aren't you putting his name out there?
No, I'm asking.
Media coverage would have named him. Okay, media coverage would have named him. You're complaining that there was no media coverage.
I'm offering
you the opportunity. You've told us his crime. You've told him. Told us his sentence. Now tell us his name so that we can.
They want for me to go on and give his name. Right, let's be real. I'm going to get people obviously putting on stuff on his Facebook page. Yeah. They're going to get people putting stuff on my Facebook page.
But then I'm going to rephrase this. You should be grateful that there was no media coverage then.
Yeah. No. I get that. Like, I know that he wasn't put up, right? But I'm saying the reason he wasn't put up was because of the severity of his sentence. Does that make sense? At the time, we were like, oh, maybe he will be put up, but he wasn't. And every single person that was put up on that was sentenced on them riots were put up on the media. Why wasn't he?
I am understanding what you're saying, but talking to us today now is media coverage. Okay, this podcast is one of the most listened to in Ireland, and people will hear this podcast today. So it is media coverage. So you could name him if you want. This is what I'm trying to explain.
But that's not going to serve any purpose to name him.
What would have being in the paper have done? Jade believes that it wasn't in the paper because of the severity of the sentence. I don't know whether that's true or not, but what I'm saying to you is
journalists in the courtroom.
Really? That's bizarre. It's bizarre that
this is what I'm saying. Like, there was journalists in the courtroom when we went in, so why wasn't it? Why didn't it make it to the media?
Did he have any previous convictions? Any at all?
No.
Nothing.
No, because surely he's never in trouble. I told you, he's been walking for the last 7 years since we had our fourth child.
But Jay, do you not understand how frustrating that is, that he's literally behind, and again, he's behind bars for no one's reason.
He never took a drug in his life. No, he doesn't smoke. He doesn't have anything.
But the only person he has to blame for that is himself. And I don't know, did you have those conversations with him at the time saying, you fucking Egypt, what have you done?
Yeah, 100%. And that's why he went and handed himself in for this, because he knew, obviously, that wasn't the right thing to do, that he was in town. I'm going to say a moment of madness. So he knew that wasn't right what he done. So he went in and said, look, that was me.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Brenda on this. You're on Opinions Matter, Brenda. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
No, I just had commented on the Facebook page and he was asked about ringing. But I think, like, just listening to Jay there, like, I can't see how you can. It's comparable to make the sentence. Like, someone who burned down Lewis is after getting 3 years, and then someone who took runners got 3 years. So they're very different crimes, but I feel like they're the same sentence. And one of them was way more extreme. Way more extreme. Like, and then even the mitigating factors, when you look at it, like, you have her partner went in, he handed himself into guards, he has a good work history. I know we had 3 years taken off a 6-year sentence, but the fact that it was initially 6 years, when somebody else was getting three for 5 million worth of damage.
Well, he got four with one suspended for 5 million worth of damage. I was reading another story about a young 19-year-old fella called Kyle Lawrence, who was involved in looting shops and helping damage an abandoned Garda car and bus, and he was jailed for 3.5 years. So his crime is obviously more serious than robbing three pairs of runners. What do you make of that sentence that Jade is talking about, getting that amount of time for three pairs of runners, basically?
I think it's a ridiculous sentence, because you're looking at someone who is he's paying his taxes, he's a contributing member of society, he's a family man, he's working. Like, look at all those factors together, and he was still given 6 years or three suspended. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, or three knocked off. And then he's not a violent criminal. Now, I'm not saying that the fella who burnt the Lewis is, or the other fella you mentioned is also a violent criminal, but what they did could have actually caused harm to somebody.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
It's disproportionate.
You're walking in, you're taking runners, and you're going out.
She said,
7 minutes.
It's disproportionate. Like, as stupid as it was what he did,
it's
disproportionate.
Especially when you think about the fact that he went in and he handed himself in.
I know, but but let's be honest now. When the Gardaí posted the pictures of
actually, Jade, when did he hand himself in to the guards? Was it in the days after, or when the photographs were published?
In the days after.
Okay, so he handed himself into the guards long before the guards issued 90-odd photographs last year. He'd already handed himself in.
Yeah, he already knew, yeah.
Okay, so sorry, Brenda, go on, keep going.
No, but then you're looking at someone now. I understand the other person is only young, Evan, isn't it? He's only 20. Like, his life isn't initially over in any way, shape or form. Like, he's 20 years old, he'll be out in 23, at 23, if he even serves the full sentence. What he did will have kind of, like, it'll follow him. It will follow him, but I think someone else had said earlier, people will still hire an electrician that has convictions. Like, they don't check on that. It's like, the only reason it would really, really affect him is if he had to be guarded about it. Like, he won't be working as an electrician at an industrial level. Do you know what I mean? In like hospitals.
But you even look at all the other things. He has four kids with Jade. If he ever wants to be a coach on their football team, that ain't going to happen. Because that would require Garda Vetting. So we won't be able to coach football teams as kids. If they ever want to go to Disneyland in Florida, that won't be able to happen at all. So those few minutes of absolute madness. And again, it was stupid, stupid madness, because, you know, he could have afforded to buy those runners himself. It was an opportunist crime.
He was a working man.
Yeah, he was a working man. That's how fucking stupid he was to do this. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, if he was on the phone here, I'd want to shake him and just say, why did you do that? Like,
I'd imagine Jade is incredibly frustrated. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no,
like,
Jade is apportioning the blame to the judicial system as opposed to.
Yeah, but you're nearly agreeing.
No,
I didn't agree. We know it's the blame of the government. No one's agreeing with it. We're just not agreeing with the sentence. That's all.
I agree with her on that. Like, the blame, it needs to be put on both. He needs to take it's the consequences of his own actions, and he's doing his time for it. But 3 years is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount of time for robbed runners, because you do see people shoplift more than the worth of those runners probably were, and go into the court. They get their bench warrant out, they're arrested, they go into the court, sell it out right after. You know what I mean? They're on a bail bond, and it'll go on and go on and go on, and they'll just have to pay a fine. And then you have someone who did, like, when you look at all the, if it was a case of he ran from it and he kicked someone in the head on the way out and he smashed the window and he lit it on fire, you'd be looking at something incredibly different. Do you know what I mean? But you're looking at someone who works, family man, went into the guards, handed themselves in, took three pairs of
runners. Adrian, I think it is, whoever I'm being talking to, I actually, I'm coming off this now. I have to go because I have to get the kids.
No, but no, listen,
I just wanted to let you know, that was my opinion anyway.
All right.
And
thanks.
People are all going to have different opinions. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to get involved in this. This is Henry.
Jade's husband didn't get 3 years for stealing shoes. He got 3 years for being a fucking idiot.
I don't think that would stand up in court.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
All right, lads. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Mark. What did you want to say on this?
No, I just want to ask you, Adrian, do you think the judicial system and the courts in this country are fair?
I believe some of the sentencing is a bit off, if I'm to be honest. Yeah.
No, I just asked the yes or no. Do you think they're fair?
That's not a question you can answer yes or no to. Some sentences.
Oh, it is.
No, it's not. Some
either think they're fair or they're unfair, Adrian.
Some sentencing is very fair, others not so much.
Okay, do you think that Evan's sentence of 3 years for a first offender, now I'm not trying to defend him because he shouldn't have went in and stole the bloody, it's bad enough that the shop was smashed up like, but
we're talking about two different things.
It all links back into the one.
Evan got a 3 year sentence for setting fire to a Lewis and causing €5 million worth of damage.
Yeah, and that goes back to the justice system. You're not letting me finish, okay? The shop was smashed up. He didn't have to go in. He's a little scumbag for going in and robbing. He didn't. He could have.
Okay, you're talking about Jade's fella.
Yep. Right, Jade's fella. That's why I wanted to ring in. Do you think it was fair for him to get 3 years for going in and stealing a pair of runners and walking back out again?
No, I don't really. I don't.
Three pairs of runners.
Yeah.
Three pairs. It could have been one or three.
Pair of runners.
Well, no, three is worse than one pair of runners.
And what about the judicial system? Do you think that's fair or unfair?
But what do you mean by that?
Adrian, I want to know. Do you think there's an issue? Do you think that there needs to be significant reform in the judicial system and the way they hand out?
I think there needs to be more consistency in sentencing. Yes,
you're dealing with different judges.
But I still feel there should be more consistency in sentencing. Okay. A guy who's caused €5 million worth of damage to a Lewis. Should not have received the same sentence as a guy who robbed three pairs of runners.
No, that is, but it was two different judges. So the judge and
what about a paedophile who's after raping five little kids? Does he deserve the same punishment?
Absolutely not.
So who got off with raping children?
No, I'm saying that my point is that.
No, but are you talking about an actual case? Don't be making up stories. Are you talking about an actual case?
Yeah, listen, Google, Mr. Google himself, get onto Google and type in Judge Martin Nolan.
No, I'm saying, why are we talking about, which is the most abhorrent crime that you can think of, is sexually abusing any child? What has that got to do with burning a Lewis? Judge Martin Nolan was not the judge in the case of Evan. It was a female judge, actually. I don't have her name to hand, but I'll get it in a second.
It doesn't matter if it's a different person, Mark, you clown. It was a different judge. It doesn't matter. It's all under the one judicial system.
Okay,
well,
Mark, what I will agree with you on is that we need a review of sentencing in this country. The more serious your crime is, the harsher the sentence. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it's meant to be. But that's not the way it actually happens when it comes to the court. So I'm going to agree with you on that. And should a guy who caused €5 million worth of damage to a Lewis get the same sentence as somebody who robbed a couple of pairs of runners? No, I don't think they should.
We all agree with that.
Right. Well,
do
you agree with what,
Jeremy? Two things, sentencing in Ireland
is a bit skewy.
Two things can be wrong at the same time, okay? So it is wrong, it is fundamentally wrong when I read in the papers or whatever that someone who was caught with child porn on the computer gets a suspended sentence. That is wrong, it's disgusting, it's horrific, okay? That is wrong. But it's also wrong that someone who destroyed a Lewis only got 3 years. So they're both wrong. Like, you
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So that's just my point, right? I think that, like, is it Evan? What he was sentenced to 3 years for, like, he's the one that was in the paper, yeah? For burning the Lewis.
Sorry, say that again?
The guy that was in the papers, Evan, is that his name?
Yeah, Evan Moore is his name, yeah.
And he got 3 years for burning the Lewis.
He did.
And he was a first-time offender.
But he still cost €5 million worth of damage.
Yeah, but he was a first-time offender, and was he an apprentice or something?
He's an apprentice electrician, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I mean. I think 3 years is too much for a first-time offender. Fair enough, he should be like, have to pay a decent enough fine, and he should have to do so many hours community service and maybe sign in at the Garda station. But, like, in fairness, he has more of a case to fight for if you're seeing like the likes of paedophiles being let off like on suspended sentences.
Okay, but two wrongs don't make a right, Mark. The fact is, this guy caused major damage to a Lewis in the city centre. The Lewis was off for 24 hours as a result, so that had an effect on people. I mean, you can't let that go unpunished.
All right, but then who's to punish Judge Martin Nolan when he's letting off a convicted paedophile?
Judge Martin Nolan wasn't the judge in this case.
Mark, I'm agreeing with you that some of the sentences that Judge Nolan has handed down are disgraceful, but two wrongs don't make a right is what I'm trying to argue.
Exactly, but who do judges answer for then?
Okay, the judge in this case, because the conspiracy theorists will be going mad now, that was Martin Nolan. The judge in the case of Evan Moore was Judge Orla Crowe. That's her name, not Martin Nolan, Judge Orla Crowe. Completely different person, okay? She was the one that passed down the sentence. Nothing to do with Nolan. Judge Orla Crowe, okay?
Now, Brenda, you're trying to get back in there, I know.
I'm listening to you, yeah, man, and I understand the frustrations when it comes to certain judges and their sentences, but you're looking at a very different case. You are looking at a very different case. Now, personally, I think that 3 years, I'm amazed that someone got 3 years for the level of damage that was done to that Lewis. I'm assuming it's down to like the mitigating factors of why he was given that. I am surprised, because that's to me, that sounds like something that would get you 5-6 years. Like, that's a hefty crime. Do you know what I mean? And he's only, like...
So you think his sentence was somewhat lenient?
I think it was very lenient. I think it was incredibly lenient, considering.
Okay, now, the sentence for robbing three pairs of runners, the same sentence, was that too harsh?
Yeah, I do. I do think that was too harsh. I think that they had literally the same sentence for two people with very different crimes, but one of them literally mowed down the Lewis. Like, do you know what I mean? Say it out loud, and that's kind of enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think, I see where people's frustration again comes with the courts, but like you said, like asking a question like, oh, do you agree that the courts need reform? That's too big of a question, because you have so many different judges, you have so many different cases, there's so many different sections in like the statute book. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that you can say yes or no.
Okay, but my point that I made a minute ago is I believe there should be more consistency in sentencing. In other words, if two people set fire to two Lewises, they should get identical time in prison. Similarly, if somebody robs three pairs of runners versus somebody that sets fire to a Lewis, the one who sets fire to the Lewis should get more time in prison than the fellow who robbed the runners. But there is no consistency in sentencing.
And a lot of it is down to the judge. Like, do you know what I mean? The judge is given a lot of, like, you see, like, I was only in the CCJ for something else, and like, I was in a witness box there a while ago, and you can see people outside having a smoke, being like, fuck, I have that judge. Do you know what I mean? Because they know which judges are a little bit more lenient, a bit more compassionate, and the ones who just like bang, 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 sentence. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all down to the judge, and I don't personally know who they answer to. I know the other fellow was asking, like, who does the judge answer to? I don't personally know exactly who it is, but like, if someone was you can appeal sentences. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the full lingo on how you do it, but you can appeal sentences if something does seem unfair. I don't know what stops that. I don't know what the preventatives are, but I will say that it's a very different sentence. I don't think this has ruined his life. Like, yeah, your original test, like, this has not ruined his life. He's going to be 23. I doubt he'll do 3 full years, as long as he's good behaviour and as long as he does not come to the attention of the guards when he comes out of prison. It will not ruin his life.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me bring in Andrea.
I want to know why people think 3 years is too long for robbing the runners. They made an example out of him, so the next time if something like that happens, people will think twice before they go out and do it again. He was an opportunist. He went in to town to cause trouble. I don't believe that he'd run out of there in 7 minutes. And I also think 3 years is too light for that guy, Evan, for causing 5 million euros worth of damage and disrupting the transport system.
All right, Andrea, thanks very much indeed. Now, we got this message in as well. from Kelsey, and she says, my partner was sentenced to 6.5 years for burning a police car on the night. That also needs to be debated. People are quick enough to judge and write comments when they don't know the people in person. The sentences being handed out for the riot are shocking. If a school wasn't targeted and an innocent child or children weren't stabbed, the riot wouldn't have happened. It's that simple.
Oh, making excuses for scumbaggery again. And that's what it is, it's scumbaggery. What did her fella do again?
He got 6.5 years for burning a police car on the night.
And do you think, Kelsey, and I'd love to talk to you.
We have invited Kelsey onto the programme. Yep.
Because I'd love to get inside your brain and see what's going on in there. Because, yes, okay, you are right. Those riots would not have happened that night had that stabbing not taken place.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe those riots wouldn't have taken place that night had the accused been an Irish person that carried out that disgusting crime. Okay, so there's that. Secondly, let's make one thing clear, Kelsey. Your scumbag partner who went in to damage our city centre wasn't doing it in the name of the family of that poor child or children. They don't want to be associated. None of the families of those children. Why do you think they're not on the 6-1 News talking about it? They don't want to be used as poster boys for the rioters that decided to destroy our city. That was broadcast on news channels around the world. Everyone around the world saw videos of scumbags like your partner throwing petrol bombs into cars, beating up Gardaí, looting shops, damaging buses, Lewis's, the whole lot. That wasn't in the name of those children. And don't for one second insult our intelligence by claiming that it was. We did it for the children. Fuck off. Sorry.
You relax there.
No.
Anyway, Kelsey, I have to tell you that from the comments coming in, the majority of people are saying good enough for him.
Say?
The majority are saying good enough for him.
Yeah.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this?
Well, you know, my opinion always was and always will be, you know, you do the crime, you do the time. There's one definite aspect of all this is that, look, I remember I was there that night and I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of town. I was collecting my son. And we got out there in the nick of time anyway, from seeing what happened down there when it was on social media. But what I will say this is there's Andrea there saying this, and a lot of people saying, and I'm picking up on this as well, guys, saying the way that you picked up on it as well, and that girl there talking about our guy there. If I went to Foot Locker tonight and I robbed 3 pairs of runners, and I go in front of the courts tomorrow, I know for a fact, if I get a good solicitor, I'm going to walk away with a suspended sentence and a slap in the hand. Because we all knew that.
I agree. It's just unfortunate that this particular individual was associated with the rioting and the looting on that night.
But we did know this, Adrian, and that everybody be made an example of, no matter if you took a fucking ice cream out or robbed a few sweets, everybody was going to get major time out of this, and they did make an example out of them, and you know, unfortunately, some of them, you know, deserved the time, and some of them didn't. Because fuck, would I be pissed off of myself if I was sitting in a prison cell today for 3 pairs of runners and thinking, Jesus, what the fuck did I do? You know, like, you know, again, the judicial system is a bit fucked in this country, and it all has. Well, I suppose it always has been, and it needs to be sorted one way or another. You know, but making examples of people that robbed a pair of runners to do what the other guy did is not on, and it shouldn't be on. You know, even though it was linked to that night, it's not fair.
But the
and,
thing
you know,
it is that there will be more riots in town.
I want to say this, Jeremy, for the record, before anybody fucking lashes me out, I am not backing anybody up that's nobody, robbing or doing crime or you know.
Nobody's saying you are, but this will happen again over something. It'll happen again, no doubt.
Jeez, I hope it doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure, but not to the same extent, because the Gardaí will be prepared. But a message was sent out in the last couple of months with all these convictions for these. A message has been sent out, and if that stops one little scumbag the next time there's something in town, if that stops one little scumbags in their tracks and they go, you know what, I'm not going to go into Foot Locker, I'm not going to go into Lifestyle Sports Rob Runners because your man got 3 years, then that is a good thing.
Look, I get what you're saying, but you know, again, like I say, that doesn't fix the judicial system, Jeremy, as I said, and you know, it really stops here. And one girl said it there, and she got overtalked. where is it after a judge? Who's after the judges? You know, who's after, who's over these judges? And who, they need to be brought into, especially Judge fucking Nolan, as we all know. And they need to be brought in and sat down and said, listen, lads, get your shit together. You know, you need to be concentrating on what's wrong and what's right here, you know, and what's lockupable and what you deserve time for and what you don't. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we all know what George Nolan is like. He's a fucking scumbag as far as I'm concerned, and he needs locked up. That's just my...
Again, this conversation isn't about George
Nolan. No, I get that. Right? But I'm just saying, Adrian, this is the case of it. You know, what I'm saying is that somebody has to have a chat with it. You know, the government have to have something over these judges and say, listen, you know, you need to sort yourselves out here because this is not right what's going on. You know, one guy is getting 3 years for a few pairs of fucking runners, and another guy is getting the same for whatever he done with Lewis's and this, that. And then another guy is getting fucking let off, which as everybody said on this show today, child pornography, this, that, you know, we've seen the other guy there, and he was taking a kid off there, and he was let out the very next day, leading away from a family home. And we're like, what the fuck's going on here? You know, and that's the truth, guys. What is going on in the Ireland of Ireland? What happened to the judicial system? Because as far as I'm concerned, as I said, I've been on this world a long time. I've never seen a circus fucking like it.
Well, no, people have been looking for justice over what happened in Dublin. And as far as I'm concerned, what I can see from what's happening with the sentencing, justice is being done and people are actually seeing... I mean, the majority of people... What's the majority saying, Adrian? About 90%... of the majority agree with the sentence.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's been...
I'm not disagreeing with it, Jeremy. I'm not, but when...
No, I know the point.
I'm talking about the case, and I don't want to talk about the case in hand of what's going on. But we all know this. It's gone for a second, so it was a psychiatry report.
Okay,
we know quite well.
John, I'm not even going to let you even go any further with that.
I'm just saying.
We can't discuss it.
The case.
It is what it is. That individual is still in custody.
He's
not walking around on the streets.
We get that.
We just have to let justice take its course. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to play a WhatsApp voice note from a guy who also knows Evan Moore, who was jailed yesterday for 3 years for his part in setting fire to the Lewis in Dublin city centre the night of the riots. This is Jonathan.
I know of Evan, and I've lived near him. And listen, I think he's a scumbag for what he's done. But I think he comes from a nice family. And he was in a job and he was contributing to society, and listen, he was 18 when he done what he done, and it was completely bang out of order. But I just think he'll come out of prison an even bigger tug, because I think that's all the prison does. And I think a 3-year sentence for something like that isn't a benefit to anyone.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much indeed for your message. He's basically saying that a sentence like that will actually possibly do more harm than good, because prison is just a training ground for scumbags, basically. That's his argument. Some people would actually agree with you on that point of view. And in fact, that was the message, the original message that we got about Evan and asking us to discuss it. Let it be known that he has written a sincere letter of apology. He's completed an online anti-racism course, and as a result, the judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison and suspended the last 12 months, and he's likely to be out, I would imagine, maybe the middle of next year. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we drop a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons at around about the 4 o'clock mark. Thanks very much indeed for listening. We will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter, and don't forget our WhatsApp number 085 825 2626 if there's anything you'd like us to talk about. Talk to you on the next one.